And something that like maybe I haven't really engaged with in a while is like, do you guys on like Twitter? Like, are you guys following that like J. Cole Kendrick Lamar beef? It's like kind of funny. Mainly because like I feel like I was, I think maybe if I could ascertain, like, I think that like hip hop has gone through a lot of different phases. At least in the short span that I've been alive for, the hip hop that I've consumed, we kind of had the bling era for a while, and then we got into like, early trap music, with the Migos, and then, I think we got into like a bit of like a post trap movement around like 2018 ish to like now, where it was like, I'm thinking like the blown out like SoundCloud, like bassy, like Florida style rap, and now we're kind of like in something else. It's kind of like, hyper pop adjacent, kind of like, quirky SoundCloud kid hip hop, but also like what like Yeat and Playboi Carti are doing with like, I don't know what you would call that, like psychedelic kind of trap music. In any case, I'm no like hip hop expert of the times, but I definitely haven't really engaged with hip hop music since like maybe it's like peak, I think I remember listening to a lot of like the Migos in high school, and kind of I was a big Future fan in high school, like that kind of like, codeine-y kind of trap music-ish. And so that was kind of like the last time I kind of really was like really into like the scene, because like, I don't know, I think that like hip hop maybe got a little bit stale for me. I lost the passion for it, and so I've kind of been on like other things, like listening to other kind of music. I feel like right now my niche is sort of like, shoegazy or like emo-y music and a lot of like Japanese pop rocky things. But in any case, I think I'm miss man, I'm so always getting distracted, man. Talking about this whole J. Cole thing, I saw that like Kendrick Lamar had a little, in classic Kendrick Lamar fashion, had a little diss, a little diss on that new Metro Boomin album, where he was talking about like, he's talking about like, forget about top three, it's just top me kind of thing, I think the insinuation he's talking about like Drake and J. Cole, and then J. Cole kind of like, kind of knocks back with an album of his own, and kind of, has a little bit of a diss towards Kendrick as well, talking about, how his whole rise to fame was very much like, surrounded in controversy. Like, he kind of got his big, I mean, Kendrick Lamar, one of the greatest of hip hop, I was a big, humongous fan of To Pimp a Butterfly in high school. Didn't really listen to the new album, I'm gonna be really honest, and that's probably because like my attention span for hip hop is not quite there anymore as it used to be. But kind of like said his piece, a little bit of a diss, a little bit of sneak dissing, on the track, and he has since like rescinded his sort of beef with Kendrick Lamar, and I think that like comes at also kind of like at the he comes with this apology sort of at the mercy of like Twitter. I think he kind of got like, I think it was pretty unanimous that like, he held an L a little bit. Oh, I wish I had some clips to play about that. That would have been really smart of me. But he goes on and says like, he goes on stage and apologize, and I think the gist online is that like it was kind of corny, like he's apologizing his beef, like it's kind of silly, he's kind of like conceding that like Kendrick Lamar is one of the greats. Whatever, I don't really know all the specific of this beef, but that kind of didn't really interest me. But what really got me into this beef, I think, was I was hanging around Earl Sweatshirt Twitter. I think he's so funny, and oh, I've got something to talk about Earl Sweatshirt after this. But big Earl Sweatshirt fan. Also, would consider him, like, lyrically a very talented rapper, you know, potentially in my personal books one of the greats, just because I think he's just got, like, a, you know, I like his experimental sort of rapping style, you know. I think a song to name would be like, oh man, what's it called? There's an Earl Sweatshirt song that's like all accordion. It's called East. I feel like I should play like a little bit just to give you guys like a little bit of perspective. This guy's like kind of a, you know, lyrical genius. Also like maybe like a little bit of a troll, you know? Here. I'm just gonna play like a snippet of it because I don't wanna. Oh, come on. We can do this. Okay, it's not playing. Whatever. Regardless. He was posting about another hip-hop related apology. This was something from 12 years ago. Man, I should really figure out the sound if it's not working. I can't really do this bit because like I was going to play you a bit. But this is talking about another instance of like a hip-hop apology. This, in this case, it's talking about Cannabis, who's, you know, I think another kind of old school kind of OG like rapper. I haven't listened to a ton of Cannabis, honestly. The song that I know, the song I know of him, I think it's called like Second Round Knockout, and I only know it because like Mike Tyson's on the track too, and he's also got like some questionable bars where he says like he's gonna beat somebody's ass, but it sounds like eat. So like I don't know. I think, yeah, I don't know. That's just me. I don't know. I'm kind of a big, you know, internet troll. But I think that like if the internet perceives J. Cole's apology as corny, I think this is the example of like the most based like hip hop related apologies. Okay, I need to do some tinkering here. I'm kind of doing this all live. I hope this plays. Maybe I have to turn off my mic. No. Oh, I wish I could play this for you guys. I don't know why it's not working. This was going to be like my bit and everything. Oh, I can play it on this computer, actually. Okay, not all is lost. Maybe I'll give you a bit of a context. I don't think I'm going to play the whole thing because I'm kind of like really rambling right now. And I think that some of you are kind of, I'm probably losing some of the attention from some of you guys. So maybe I should just like get into it. Cannabis to J. Cole. I'm sorry. And so I think this is like the most based hip hop apology because a bit of context. He like starts off this like apology with like he like it's literally him. This is a YouTube him posted this video. Didn't really edit it. Oh wait, actually he did edit it, but he left in this like 30-second bit where he just burps. He just like lets one rip, and then he just spends 20 seconds just staring into the camera. And then he proceeds to go through his apologies talking about, like, you know, hip-hop really needed J. Cole at the time, you know, I'm being corny, you know. And then he, like, does it three times. Like, the apology goes over, like, three times, and there's, like, a backing track to it. Like, a beat that he's found or something or other. I should just play it. I hope it works. Oh, my God. Please work. Oh, is this it? Wait a minute. Oh, here it is. Okay. And then he just stares directly in the camera. And then I'm gonna kind of skim over this.
Stirring up, and after 48 hours of it, I feel confident enough to say that it's unanimous. Hip hop has spoken up loud and clear. It's a cold world right now.
It's a cold world right now.
I take full responsibility for my actions, and I apologize for stepping over the line.
Okay.
It's tacky.
And he's apologizing. I think you guys get the gist. And then there's like a beat switch. It's like the strangest thing.
Unanimous. It's a cold world. You the reigning champ, Jay. I take full responsibility for the track, and I apologize for stepping over the line. It comes off as tacky and unsophisticated, and it's just not G. And all the negativity is just stirring up.
Oh my God, real, so real. I think this is the real apology. I think this is for all you future diss hip-hop rappers out there, you know? This is the way to do it, you know? If you get smoked, you know? If you get smoked in the bars department, you know? I think you got to take one up with, you know, I think you got to take a page out of the cannabis book and own up to it and, you know, put a sick, you know, sick beat under it, you know, something like that. I don't know. I'm really rambling. I probably lost, like, most of the audience here, but, like, I thought it was really funny. Anyways, let's get into some music again after my, like, 20-minute stint when I said I was just going to, like, play music today and, like, not ramble. And if anything, this show is, like, more disorganized than normal. Let's get into some music here. From a band called Fishmans. I can't pronounce the name of the song. It's in Japanese. I can't read. But I've been really into this band, Fishmans. It's been great, steady music, and also, like, they have this, like, 1 30-minute album that's just one continuous track called Long Season, and I listen to it, and it's, like, this kind of experimentally, like, poppy, jazzy, you know, rocky record, and I think they're such a great little band trio, so here it is. It's the Fishmans song here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
No.
And welcome back. That last track before the break was... Oh, I keep calling it break. I didn't actually take a break. Man, last track there was Your Dream by Kim Jung-mi here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Oh my, I'm so frazzled. I'm tweaking on air today. Oh, I'm so disorganized, but I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm getting down to the bottom of my hour this week. So if you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be back on again at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. This is my final remark. I want to talk about Earl Sweatshirt because I've had a big epiphany, you know? I was really loud. Every summer, you know, they always talk about, like, you know, it's like hot boy summer. It's hot girl summer, you know? But I challenge you this, you know? And this is big inspiration from Earl Sweatshirt. Because I was on Twitter the other day. I spend too much time on Twitter. This is why the show is like this. I've been too much on the internet, man. I saw Earl Sweatshirt being a bit of a family man, you know? Earl Sweatshirt, kind of a big idol of mine. I think I've talked to him a bunch of times, you know, throughout the lifespan of this show. I think he's, like, a great rapper, great artist with a great story, you know? At one point, sort of stood for the beacon of youth, you know? He was in Odd Future, which was kind of like... If for those not familiar, it was Tyler, the Creator's, like, rap collective. And so they were all a bunch of kids, like, hanging around Supreme, skating, you know, like, real, teenage childhood kind of, like, doing dumb shit in the parking lot, you know. And so now he's had his kid, you know, he's a little bit older. And I saw him on Twitter, you know. I saw him soaking some cedar wood chips and throwing them onto a coal grill, wearing some, like, you know, compression socks and some shorts and some slides with socks on. He had the do-rag on. You know what? I think it's time, you know, I think it's time for you guys to realize it's an unk summer, you know? You know, enough of this, like, I'm tired of being a zoomer, you know? I can't wait to grow up now, you know? It's all about the uncle summer. I'm trying to be an unk, bro. It's big ups, big unk this summer. And so I want you guys to all think about that, you know, because this summer, you're not going to catch me doing, you know, going to the beach or, like, you know, going out and partying with my friends, you know, and doing things that are, like, representative of my 20s, you know. You know, scratch that off the list, you know. It's big unk summer, you know. It's time to be an uncle, you know. It's time to, you know, it's time to sit on my porch and, like, sip a beer, you know. It's time to, like, you know, have strong opinions about things. It's time to start grilling, you know. It's time to become a family man, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm gonna leave with you. You know, this is my big epiphany, you know. And some of you guys are not ready to hear this. You know, some of you guys, you know, are, like, getting on the dating apps this summer, you know. You guys are, like, going to travel to Europe or some stuff, you know. But that's not me, you know. I'm on the unk. I'm uncle summer. It's big unk season, you know. That's what I'm saying to you guys, you know. Just you wait, you know. This is all gonna be, like, this is big predictions, you know. It's big uncle summer. It's unk summer, all right, guys? Anyways, enough of me. I need to get off air before somebody... For my last track, I've got a Julie Doiron song called Consolation Prize here on CGSF 90.1 FM. And I guess I'll see you guys next week. Ta-ta!